Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verkay Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face.
Bell Tire is celebrating the opening of 20 new stores with savings of up to $200 off a set of four tires at our grand opening sale, June 27th through July 6th. Your guys at Bell Tire always have tire brands to fit any budget, but get in now and save up to $200 off a set of four tires. That's a brand new set of tires, fast, affordable, and done right at Bell Tire's massive grand opening sale. Hurry in before the savings end. Bell Tire. See store for details.
Such a blessing to be here. Such a blessing to have each of you joining us. Those of you who are joining us later, thank you so much for sharing, liking, subscribing, downloading. You can take this message with you anywhere. You can share this show anywhere. We're on YouTube. We're on Spreaker. We're on iTunes. We're on Facebook. And soon we'll be on iHeart. You all, I want us all to take a deep, deep breath. Let it out. Reason being, on today, we're going to discuss sexual and domestic violence, a topic that many people look at as dirty and filthy or just, don't tell anybody about that. It's okay. You'll get over it. You know, oh my God, I don't know if you'll ever get over that. Oh, right? But regardless, people look at sexual and domestic violence the same way they look at a death in the family as something that they are unsure of what to say, how to say what needs to be said, or what to do or not do when it comes to the surface that somebody they know or care about has been impacted in such a way. But I want you all to know 70% of our population is impacted both directly and indirectly by sexual and or domestic violence in some form or fashion. So this is not a topic that is quote unquote taboo. It's not something that only happens to a few. It's not something that because it may or may not have happened to you makes it untrue. It's none of that. So for this week and next week, we will be on this topic. We have people who have already commented. We did a show on Facebook on the topic. Touched a lot of lives. Got a lot of feedback. A lot of comments. And so for the remainder of this month, that is what we'll be doing. And we will go back to bringing on our wonderful fathers in the month of November. I know, right? We've had some dynamic men on here. And with that, please know that domestic violence is not a woman issue. Please know that sexual violence is not a woman issue. It's a man issue. It's a boy issue. It's a girl issue. The issue is more of the people causing the violation and less of the people who are suffering from or who have went through, who have had to overcome and readjust. It impacts so many of us. So I'm grateful that you're here. I'm grateful for all the people who have been able to make it through those situations and who still have their voice, still have the capability to love, still get up every single morning and fight the good fight, go to work and do whatever they need to do to maintain while still being healthy. I give thanks to those people who are once in the position of being the violator, being the trespasser, and who has realized that that type of behavior and action and that type of forcefulness onto another person is unacceptable, who has changed their lives and who is now out here giving love and receiving love in a healthy manner. Giving thanks for that, for those, and for us. So you know we always start off with gratitude. I love going to the gratitude box and seeing what people send us and where they send it to us from. And so we're going to do that, you all. All right, so from Sydney, Australia, we have Amanda. Amanda says she is just grateful to be alive, to breathe, and to be able to enjoy looking at kangaroos every day. Wow. That's amazing. That is amazing. We have Jason from San Jose. He said he's glad that he was able to transition. He was sick for a while and he finally got out of the hospital. He's healing well. And they weren't sure if he was going to make it and he made it. Giving thanks for that. Thank you so much. All right. You also have Amanda. All right, Amanda says she is from Manhattan, New York. And she's excited. I love when that happens. One of her children made the honor roll for first quarter of school. Yes. Oh. And she had a lot of little smiley faces and hearts. Thank you so much for sharing. You all take the next 15 seconds and think about what you're grateful for. What you're grateful for. You're in the group, Grown Folks Talking Live with Dr. Akilah Faye. Type it into the group. If you're in the group Empowering Moments Together on Facebook, type it in there. You're joining us on Spreaker. You can put comments on here, so be free to do that. And if you're checking us out on YouTube, put your comments on there as well. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude shifts the atmosphere, you all. It increases your success and it decreases your stress. Shouts out to our sponsor, Our Efforts United. To our artists featured on this episode, Santos Music and Ty C. Along with Priestess Semi Vuya, we give thanks for the independent artist. If you know of an artist or you are an artist, please email grownfolkstalkinglive@gmail.com or akilahfaye@gmail.com, akilahfaye@gmail.com. Go ahead and send us your music so we can have you on the show. And if you would like to be a sponsor and market your organization with us and reach a new audience internationally, definitely email akilahfaye@gmail.com, akilahfaye@gmail.com. We would love to have you as a sponsor and help you reach your marketing needs while also helping the community learn about other companies that are out here who are bringing forth resources that make a positive impact in the world. You all, you know, we always get started off with our gratitude. Yes, 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 giving thanks. We start off after that with a meditation. This time what we're going to do, because we're going into such a topic that most people are kind of scared to discuss. They're like, woo, I can't believe we're going to talk about it. But we are, because I'm that woman. And that's what I do as a transformation expert. As a person who went through both sexual and domestic violence myself, but was able to come through by the power, glory, and strength of the Creator in my life. And learning a system that has helped me to truly heal and help, goodness, you all, almost 100 other people come through their situations, coaching some clients now to get through their situations. It's a process, man. It's definitely a process, but I give thanks for it. Give thanks for you all. So let's go ahead and go into our meditation for today, you all. Take you some deep breaths. While you're taking these deep breaths, I want us to listen to a meditation for clarity. Here we go.
Meditation through prayer for clarity. At this moment, I find myself in a state of confusion and chaos. My exterior is a reflection of my interior, and I give thanks at this time for having clutter removed from my spiritual, mental, and physical existence. I give thanks for receiving spiritual assistance to declutter my thoughts and physical environment. Allow my mind to cease wandering and reboot in a state of clarity with a heightened awareness of myself. Within my new awareness of self, allow for clarity to be in a divine manner that removes carnal thoughts, replacing them with wisdom that supersedes my natural understanding. Thank you, Source, for providing me the wisdom to understand that clarity is a process, and giving me the patience to remain steadfast in my journey. Thank you for loosening the invisible chains of bondage that held my mind and spirit in disarray Thank you for making each moment and each day a better day, filled with increased understanding that is laying the foundation for wisdom and revelation. Thank you for taking time to ensure that I am ready and able to handle the wisdom and revelations that are specifically designed for me. I give gratitude for all the attraction of good in my life that is helping to increase my spiritual and mental clarity on a daily basis. Thank you for clarity and divine intervention and support during this process. Ashe.
Openness and understanding, because what we are going to be discussing is something that many people are scared to talk about. For our reading on today, we're going to start off with something from Les Brown in his book, Live Your Dreams. The reason that I chose to first read from Live Your Dreams is because a lot of times when we go through traumatic situations, okay, when one experiences a circumstance that was outside of their own control, outside of your own hands. Let's make it simple at first. You're driving down the street and somebody happens to run the light. They run into your car, but thankfully nobody is majorly injured. The cars are not majorly damaged. At the same time, it put a pause in your day. You have to call your insurance company. You have to wait for the police report to come. After that, then you go through the process of getting your car repaired. During the time of your car being repaired, you may or may not have a rental car, so you have to find another way to get around and handle your responsibilities or make a decision to withdraw from your responsibilities until you get a new vehicle. Once the new vehicle has arrived, the repairs are there, you continue to move forward in your life, but now you have an extra precaution when driving into an intersection or approaching any place that has a side street due to the situation that has arisen with someone running the light, running the stop sign, crashing into your vehicle. Now, the damage of the vehicle has been fixed. The dent has been taken out. It has been repainted. It is still drivable. All parts that need to be replaced were replaced. The mental anguish, the anxiety, the frustration, and some of the things that you lost in that process, however, were not repaired, but you had to continue to move forward and press on. This is what happens when someone experiences a physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual violation. Most people don't say, please come violate me. That's not what happens, okay? I'm going to try to be a little humorous with you all because I know it's heavy. But that's not what people do, okay? It's just like with the car. You don't say, oh, please come hit my car, right? That's not what you do. However, it happens. And then you have to go through a step after step after step process to get to the next part of your journey so you continue to move forward. In doing that, there are some steps that we can apply from a car accident and the mental anguish it has, the physical repair that your body may have had to go through, the adjustments that you may have had to make, and then some of the questions that you have about yourself, about were you paying attention? Were you being the safest that you could? Was it truly your fault? And then if you were the person who hit the other car because you weren't paying attention or looking at the light, that's like the violator who says, well, they asked for it. They wanted it. They knew not to make me mad. They knew not to do this to you. Deflecting responsibility. But that acceptance of your responsibility changes the whole entire dynamic for everyone involved. So with Les Brown's book, Live Your Dreams, we'll start off with page 241. the power to change. Have some music playing for us in the back while we do that for this reading. What to do when you are stuck? Number one, evaluate where you are. Ask yourself, what brought you to this point? Are you learning, or are you merely doing the same things over and over again? You can't do the same thing over and over and expect that the results will be different. That's crazy. What you have done in the past will only get you what you've gotten so far. Change your approach. Number two, accept responsibility for your life. Know that it is you who will get you where you want to go. No one else. Say to yourself, I got myself into this. I can get myself out of this. I am not going to be a volunteer victim. Three, be determined to handle any challenge in a way that will make you grow. Four, if you have a plan, put it to work now. Do whatever works best for you. Five, take action. Do something that will move you toward handling the challenge today. Six, help somebody else. If you are spending a lot of energy feeling sorry for yourself, find someone you can help and forget about yourself for a while. What you give is what you get. Seven, take charge of your emotions. Master them or they will master you. Eight, expect things to get better. Nine, reinterpret the past, but at things that have been a burden actually empower you. Getting up the courage. Think about the positive things you could do. If you only had the courage to do them, you must take responsibility for your own life if you are going to change. You cannot continue to run on automatic, waiting for life to act on you. You must act on life. What would you really like to do in your life? That's the question I have for you now. What do you want in your life? Our reading that I chose because it correlates with the program Journey to Self, which is about healing, about overcoming, about transforming your life. A lot of times we know what we want, we know where we want to go. The question is more of how do we do it? So in the book on page 241, it says evaluate where you are. Evaluating where you are, especially after you've been through trauma. So you all, I want to start off sharing with you then I'm going to connect it back to some of these steps. These steps you can apply to yourself. There may be somebody in your life right now who just told you that they might have been raped. There might have been somebody who told you they were touched in a way that they did not want. There may be somebody at your job being harassed right now as we speak. And as we speak, honestly, there's another person who was just passed of domestic violence. Before we finish up with this recording today, there have been at least 4 individuals who have been raped. And I pause because I know that's a heavy stat, but it's the truth. Unfortunately, 80% of people who go through sexual and domestic violence are impacted are under the age of 18. And over 50% of people who experience sexual violence, rape, molestation, it's by somebody who they trust, somebody who they're close to, not a stranger. And many times when someone grows up seeing any of these type of behaviors, they replicate them because that's what their mind processes as being normal. So there's a phrase called hurt people hurt people. I want to add to that though, what our children see is what they do. So if you're currently in a situation and you're hoping your children don't hear, they don't see, they don't know. They see, they hear, and they know. They see, they hear, and they know. Your children are telling you that something happened to them. Take time to listen to them. Don't shun them like people have in the past and say, oh, you making that up. You just mad. You got something going on with you. Or the worst one is, well, you know, that happened to me, that happened to your aunt, that happened to your uncle. We fine, we're here. Or we don't talk about those things in this family. We need to talk about them in our communities, in our families, in our schools. Because these are the same individuals who go out and sometimes commit suicide and people are like, I don't know what happened. These are the same people who get major drug addictions and alcohol addictions. These are the same people who have breaks in psychosis and are unable to communicate clearly or effectively. Same individuals who are unable to manage their emotions because instead of having a safe place to be able to communicate and express and heal from the situation that they have seen, heard, or experienced, they've been told, shh. And then for the people who have healed, other people judge them and say, how dare you say that you healed? How dare you say you're not a victim? How dare you say? When the reality is, how dare you tell someone who and what they are and how they may have healed and what they may have grown through? The healing process is not indefinite. It's something that occurs over and over and over. Just like if you lost your favorite car. If your favorite restaurant closed down, you were in a relationship and you got broken up with, your mother passed, your father passed, your grandparents passed, you lost a sibling, you wouldn't want somebody to tell you to simply get over it. And then when you get to a place of balance, but yes, you recognize you love them, you recognize you appreciate those objects, you have memories of the joy. You also have memories of the not so joyful moments with those individuals, those places, those objects. And you start to share with others because you learn lessons from your experiences. You wouldn't want someone to tell you that what you're saying is not true for yourself and your experience because you know your journey. Now, at the same time, there's something that I like to make known to people, that if you're overcompensating, like if you feel you have to constantly go out and tell people, I am, and you fill in the blank. I do, and you fill in the blank. If you always have to go out your way to do something for somebody else, if you always have to go out your way to make sure people see you or hear you, if you always have to use extra emotion or extra volume in your conversation and your interactions to prove your point, to prove your intelligence, to prove your worth, you're trying to prove it and it's not there yet. And that's okay. It's okay because we can grow, right? You can grow. But you can't grow if you're not open to the reality that maybe sometimes people are pointing out to you that the way you're communicating it, that emotion and that feeling and that pain is still there. And guess what? That's okay too. But what's not okay is when we tell somebody to shh, or when we know that we feel it again. You know, you're reliving that every time you talk about it because you start to cry, you start to shake, you start to stutter, you go back into this dark place again. Right? There's nothing wrong with mourning. There's nothing wrong with crying. But if it's been happening constantly and constantly for months and years, then there is a time in your life where you have to say, I need to go outside of myself in order to refine myself. You need to go outside of yourself to refine and redefine yourself. So that you can truly heal. And then the things you're trying to prove, you will no longer prove, but exude. This is what happens when people have any type of trauma in their lives. Any trauma. And what's minor to one person, a kiss on the cheek from somebody you don't like, could be just as disturbing as somebody grabbing your booty, just as disturbing as somebody forcing you to perform an act on them, just as performing as somebody forcing themselves upon you. It could be just as damaging as somebody calling you names every day, as somebody telling you what you can and cannot do, as somebody degrading you, as somebody manipulating your emotions for their own gain. Just as damaging as somebody, like a little kid who dropped their ice cream cone and cries for 30 minutes because they love that ice cream. And they were just looking forward to licking that vanilla on that cone. The next thing you know, it fell on the ground. It got dirt on it. They little, they willing to eat it off the ground. And their parents said, no, don't do it. You imagine that little child, how devastated they were when they dropped that ice cream cone. Just because you're an adult does not mean that that little child inside of you who cries over that ice cream or that lollipop or not getting that toy that day doesn't have that same emotion, same sentiments. You still have emotions. You still have feelings. You still have thoughts. And you still have room to grow and to develop. And when there are people and resources available to you, make sure that you reach out to them and you get that information, okay? But right now, what I want you to think about is, where are you at right now today? What has gotten you to the point that you are? And know that every experience in your life has shifted, shaped, and molded your experience. Even the experiences that you try not to share with people because you may hold some type of shame or guilt. They shape you. They cause you to have the emotions you have. They cause you to have the viewpoints you have. They cause you to try to prove the things about yourself that you try to prove to other people. It also causes the way that you respond and or react to others. Y'all know I'm a teacher, school in session. So yes, you might not think that you have anything to work on because you have never been through anything in your life and everything has always been like cherry pie. But when somebody else comes into your eyesight and tries to whisper something in your ear or tell you something, they may shed a tear. There's a fear that comes over you. There's a wall that you put up. There's a separation that you put down. There is an overproclamation of determination for you to overspeak that person at that time or tell that person what they need or tell that person tell instead of listening to the tale, the story that they are trying to reveal to you because for some reason they thought they could confide. But what you let them know is that no, you need to hide because you're not willing to embrace what's inside of that person. So in that place, you need to check yourself, evaluate yourself. Where are you? Once we know where we are with ourselves and we're honest with ourselves, what are we thinking? Have we achieved what we wanted? Why or why not? How can we change it? Not can we change it, but how can we change it? Because a lot of things are simply in our minds. We think that we can't change things when we really can. No matter what hardships you've been through, what trials you've been through, I am here as a testament for somebody out there who needs to know. You know what? I was sexually violated when I was 5 for the first time, and then by multiple people throughout the neighborhood. But my house was the most loving and safe place ever in my life. And for some people, it was the opposite. At the same time, I raised my son, and I do not have that paranoia that some of my friends and some of the people I work with have about their children constantly being hurt or violated. But I did make a vow to keep him safe. Now, I do not blame my parents for the situation. I understand that people work. I understand that people trust. And I understand that also children, when you're a child, you don't understand how to share what you went through because it's not a part of something you do every day. So something is introduced to you, and most likely the person who introduced it to you used words, but even if you repeated it, nobody would know what you were talking about. And it's not your fault. It's not your fault. You have nothing to feel ashamed of or be guilty for or to feel dirty for. There's nothing wrong with you. But when you get the opportunity to finally speak, speak. If you have to cry, cry. When somebody comes to you for that, please just open up your arms and give them a hug and just be there. Sometimes the simplest things make the biggest difference in a person's life. But first you have to know, where are you? Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, you have to take a self-inventory of where are you. While we do that, I'm going to play this song that my son loves called The Fire Song by Priestess Seme Vuya. It's a chant. I want you to think about what you've been through, good and bad. I don't believe in good or bad, but a lot of us use those terms. Things that have benefited us. Things that we have chose to not let benefit us. You can take the most painful experience in your life and transform it into the most beautiful, enriching, wealth-building experience that you've ever had in your life. A seed that can change the lives of others once you make the choice. Here we go. We'll be right back. Think about, where are you? Take a self-inventory. There's somebody right now who's thinking about people they talk to and interacted with them. You can also take a moment, and you can always pray.
Yo, they see me walking down the street. sweet. They don't understand it at night. It's when I peek. My eyes and allow a tear to fall, but it's not physical, it's internal, y'all. Because the things that I've seen and the things I've been through, it's not really something that I can share with you. I mean, I could if you really had an open mind, an open hand, a heart that would understand that everybody don't live a life of pleasant, even though they walk around like they are just so full of joy and happiness, like a little baby crying with a toy.
You won't believe that I walked through the fire. You won't believe that I walked through the fire. You won't believe that I walked through the fire. Fire, 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 fire.
Ladies and gentlemen, give yourself a round of applause. We are back. Walking through the fire, but not getting burned. Going through the storm and still coming out warm. Walking through hell, but still rain high. That is what celebrating victory is about. It's not that you don't go through the storm. It's not that you don't go through the pain. It's like saying if you want to learn how to sail a boat, you can't learn how to sail it if the water is always smooth. You have to have the rough waves, you have to have the currents, you have to have the rain come down. You need it during the sunlight and at night. And that's how you become an expert sailor. But you got to go through those scary moments, those challenging moments, those fearful moments. Like, what am I going to do? How are you going to do it? How are you going to get through? You questioning yourself the whole process. Why did it have to happen? Why did a leak have to get into the boat? What is there? How are you going to fix the leak? You finally find something, you repair the leak. Unfortunately, it may not have lasted, but what? Another boat came along. You were able to get on it and be safe, and that boat sunk. But you still made it to another boat and made it back to safety. That's where the mind has to realize that the past has already occurred, and it's only happening over and over again if you're allowing your memory to make it happen over and over again, because you're putting yourself on replay. You're allowing yourself to get stuck instead of learning something from what has happened to put you where you are so you can move forward to where you want to go. See, getting unstuck is more than just saying you're going to be unstuck. It's about reprogramming your mind. It's about reprogramming your heart. It's about learning yourself and being honest with yourself. That's also part of the healing process. I'm going to share with you all from a chapter in a book that I co-wrote, Live Your Best Life. Your life is the message. And my story will actually be coming out in 2018. But this is what it says. Healing is a process that takes time and requires an in-depth examination of areas of our lives that we would prefer to ignore due to the amount of pain and negative memories associated with them. When I was ready to say no more hiding, no more hiding, no more hiding, and no more buried hurt, I did not allow the fear of thinking I would lose my loved ones stop me. I was scared that my parents may think I was lying or mistreat me for telling a dirty secret. But I knew for a fact that my parents loved me. And regardless of their reaction, in time, everyone would heal, whether it took a few moments or several years. It gave me the freedom in me to walk in my truth with self-assurance, confidence, and love, because I no longer held shame for what had happened, nor felt guilty for trying to create a false life based upon a lie. The lie was that I had never been raped, violated, or harmed by any man, whereas the truth was that I had from an early age and by multiple people several times. After shifting my actions, I knew that I was beautiful, capable, and smart on an internal level. And this feeling became my mind state, thus shifting the way I experienced life over the years. Accepting the truth is a process that sometimes requires the assistance of other people. I thank the Creator for the gift of helping others learn to accept their truths and become aware of their ultimate self. My experiences have been vast since my youth, which allows me to relate to the youth, women, and groups I work with from a place of realness rather than facts or study. The relationship with the Creator and the relationship with self, you all. Have a listener who sent the message. Angela Warren, she says, I got into a deep discussion one day with someone. I explained that with all I've survived in life, I don't want to be treated like or feel like a victim, but a survivor and victor. I was told that that isn't possible for everyone, and my attitude is judgmental and hurts many. I know for me not to get in a cycle of spiral down woe and self-pity, I must first grieve losses, but then I have to come outside of myself and help others, whether volunteering or something for someone other than myself. Despite my struggles, I know how blessed I am. I really needed to share how much of a blessing you are, Dr. Fang, and what your sharing means to me. It's like a yes, you are on the right road or track in thought thing for me. I tend to hyperanalyze and overthink things. I never want to hurt anyone, but help everybody. I'll keep sharing and giving of myself and not worry. Just let go and let God. I give so much thanks for Angela having the courage to, one, share her experience, and two, I give thanks to the Creator for her being able to be blessed by the previous videos and what we're talking about with being transparent about the experience of sexual and domestic violence and the impact that it can have. It can cause somebody to become very recluse and quiet. It can cause the most shy person to become extremely outgoing and adventurous to the point of danger, almost as in a, they want to commit suicide, but instead of just taking one action to do it, they slowly over time just put themselves in situations to where it increases the chances of them not living, because they want to live, but they don't at the same time. I say this, as Angela continued on, she said she had suicidal thoughts before she became a believer. However, she says she knows that she could hear the voice of God, and she was thankful that she had validation that she's not crazy. It's unimaginable how people who go through a violation, the way that people respond, the hurt that that causes on top of the hurt that's already been there. And I think many times it's unintentional, and sometimes it's very intentional, because some people have been through the same thing and they're trying to deny it. It's like that person who grew up in the hood, then they finally get wealthy, and as soon as you ask them where they're from, the first place they say is the suburbs and the isolated area where they currently reside, instead of admitting to you that they were from a low-income family with maybe one parent or two parents who could barely afford to keep food and lights, because they don't want you to know. So when they meet somebody else from those areas, instead of recognizing that, wow, they came from that type of circumstance, but they were able to grow and transform their lives, and then sharing with the people how they were able to do that, how they were able to overcome a poverty mind state, how they were able to overcome a limited mind state, how they were able to separate from friends who were not benefiting them. They sit there and they judge you and they tell you to be quiet and they denounce you. This is the same when you are in a situation, a relationship that's unhealthy. You're in an unhealthy relationship, you know it. You really do know it. There's parts of you that cry out for freedom. There's parts of you that say, dang, I want to say something, but I know how he or she is going to react. There's parts of you that say, I want to say no, but it seems like every time I try to say no, it gets worse. If this is you, please reach out to a community center, to a friend. Can inbox me, Akilla Faye, on Facebook or facebook.com/path, PATHTOYOU. Email me, AkillaFaye@gmail.com. There are national helplines. The national helpline is a 24-hour free phone National Domestic Violence Helpline, run in partnership between Women's Aid and Refuge. It is available 24/7. The number is 808. Oh, this is the international number for international people. 0808-2000-247-24. The one in the United States is also available 24/7. The number is 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. If you have the internet, you have a phone, you can always go online and instantly find a hotline or a chat group in your area. You can also go to a meetup and start meeting with different individuals. There's another group about the National Sexual Assault Telephone Hotline called RAIN. Their number is 1-800-656-HOPE. 1-800-656-4673. I'm going to let you all hear a song from Santos Music called Keep the Faith. When we come back, I'm going to share some signs about emotional abuse with you. Because sometimes we may not even know. Believe it or not, some people don't know they're in an unhealthy relationship. They don't. So if you have a friend, be a friend. Help the friend. Don't judge the friend. We'll be right back after this song called Keep the Faith.
Thinking back to a time when I wouldn't tap the flow. Everybody frontin', faking, but they just didn't know. Couldn't find a way to gauge the haze, the maze, amazing. Walking in the days, stuck in the games we play. Every now and then would spot a cloud with the silver lining. Then it just dissipates, melts away. Fingers pointing at the moon. Often be too fancy, but they never show the way. So I learned to keep the faith, unafraid to start all over. Like the brand new day, the inner lights in me, they're shining. You feel the rhythm in your chest. It belongs to me, need to your breath. Just when you thought there's nothing left, in time you'll find it's in your mind. You feel the rhythm in your chest. It belongs to me, need to your breath. Just when you thought there's nothing left, in time you'll find it's in your mind. Always come to you just when you think you're falling away. The answers always come to you just when you think you're falling away. Left on the path, and now it's a conspiracy to succeed. Everyone is smiling genuinely. Maybe they all see that we're passing out the flames to say,
the flow. You are the life of life's party. Co-create this reality. Forget your troubles and dance. Let go and glow.
past the silver clouds, straight to the pot of soul. Merrily, merrily, this is all one big dream. In time, you'll find it's all inside. It's all inside your mind.
Back, you all. It's amazing how quickly time flies. Every time I get on here with you all, I'm amazed at how quickly time flies by. I really am. That was a beautiful song by Santos Music. Thank you so much. I also want to give a shout out to Our Efforts United. Like and follow them on Facebook. Our Efforts with the S United. It's a fantastic group. You all love your feedback. Make sure you join us on Grown Folks Talking Live with Dr. Faye on Facebook. Join the group. Join the dialogue. Share your feedback. You can go to my page. Also, drop your comments about the show. What you think. How's it going? Tell me your favorite thing in the review. Like, this is what you needed. You're so glad that you heard the message. Or just like the music that's on here and the flow of the show. Because every time we do it, it's somebody else who grows. Give thanks to the creator for everyone who knows that a seed is dropped today so we can get a harvest in the future as it yields more, to build more, to get rid of the pollutions that are in the air and bring forth more resolutions and people who care. No longer sitting there silent with stares, but opening our arms to say, I'm here. Find me on facebook.com/path2you. You can also find episodes on YouTube called Unwrapping Your Package. That's a tool to help shift your mind. Like Santo say, you'll find this in your mind. That's why I want to point out, what is emotional abuse? Because a lot of abuse starts with the emotions. It starts very subtle. It starts with the words and small gestures. Emotional abuse, like brainwashing, can be subtle and you may not even know it is happening. Right now I'm getting this information from dayoneservices.org. Okay, some signs are people may call you name or bully you or continue to criticize you. They don't trust you and they act jealous or possessive. They're always right and put you down in a way that makes you doubt yourself. They isolate you from family or friends. They take over your friendships. They monitor where you go, who you call, and who you spend time with. They don't want to work with you. They control your finances. They expect you to ask for permission for everything. They threaten to hurt you, the children, your family, or your pets. They humiliate or embarrass you in front of others. They make you feel controlled. They make you feel isolated. They make you feel intimidated and exhausted, extremely tired. Now, somebody who cares about you will check in with you and want to know where you are for safety purposes. So don't get it twisted with, oh, well, they asked me, was I at the store today? You know, when you said you were going to the store and you said you'd be gone for 30 minutes, you were gone for 2 hours, they started calling you because they were concerned that something may have happened to you. That's very different than somebody who's checking on you every 5 or 10 minutes. What you doing? Who you with? Where you at? You think you're supposed to be doing that? Did I tell you that you could be there? Why you think you could make that type of decision? You can't make those type of decisions. You're not smart enough to make good choices. You know what? I don't like your friends. Your friends aren't good for you. These are controlling things. Men go through abuse too. Men go through abuse too. I'm going to say it again. Men go through abuse too. Please learn healthy boundaries. Okay, healthy boundaries don't hurt anyone. They just set up an understanding to where everyone knows and respects each other's differences. Before we close, we're going to close with this because this is the victory, because you can have healthy relationships. You can heal. I still go back to the question of where are you today? I want you to start a journal. If you've never journaled, just get a sheet of paper. You know, if all you have is paper bags, tear that paper bag up and start writing on it. Think about where you are. Think about what you've been through and where you want to go. And know that you can create the reality, because the past is over. The past is not here. And if your present feels like a prison, you have the key. If you need help to bust down those walls or get out, replay this, get the numbers, the email addresses, share this with somebody that you know needs to know. It's okay to get help. And also celebrating those who recognize that and began the healing process, began to voice, began to get rid of the shame and the guilt and recognize that what you went through was a situation that strengthened you to help another person. It was a situation that strengthened you to get through the rest of your life. It was a situation that gave you the wisdom to be able to understand life and have compassion for others. The situation that allowed you to not be so judgmental so that somebody else could be comfortable. The situation that allowed you to realize that the person who even hurt you had been hurt. A situation that strengthened your relationship with God, with the Creator, with the Divine, with yourself, with your spirit, so that you could change the course and direction of your family generations. That you could learn new things about yourself and the capabilities that you hold. I give thanks to everyone who has grown through these situations, and I ask for extra shielding of protection, healing, and elevation and supports for those who are currently going through. A healthy relationship. You can speak openly and honestly about your thoughts and feelings. You trust each other without requiring a check-in. You just want to check in. You respect each other's separate thoughts, feelings, friends, and activities. You listen to each other and you compromise in a healthy way. You resolve conflicts safely and respectfully, where no one is harmed physically, mentally, or emotionally. Intentionally. That's the one I want to add to it. Intentionally. The intention behind the actions. Okay? You can share information. You can talk about your finances. The most important part is that you feel safe with each other emotionally and physically. And I would say even spiritually. You're flexible and willing to change. You celebrate each other's successes. You value each other's opinions, feelings, and thoughts. And I'm adding some things. You value each other's opinions, feelings, and thoughts. And this starts with being able to do it for yourself. So as you go through the healing process, recognize you first have to learn to love and appreciate and accept and not abuse yourself. You have to give yourself the opportunity to make mistakes. You have to give yourself compassion to grow. You have to give yourself forgiveness for what you didn't know. As Maya Angelou said, you do the best you can do until you know better. And then when you know better, you do better. So don't beat yourself up because you didn't know what you didn't know at the time period that you wish you had known, because that moment has already passed. Give thanks that you now know what to do, what to recognize, and where to go, and that you can love yourself and listen to yourself now. First step, journaling. First step, journaling. Non-judgmental journal. Write every day. Get it out. If you used to draw a picture every day. You used to sing, start singing again. Feel like you're not able to write because some people are unable to write, and I respect that and understand. Start taking a walk and voicing it. You don't have to voice it to somebody else. You can get a recorder and record yourself, or you can just take a walk. And once it's said, it's said. One of the best things I heard before was when you walk outside and you see a stranger, you know, you see like older people sitting on the bench and they're alone, or you might see somebody who you assume is homeless and they're sitting there, and a lot of people want somebody to talk to. You can talk to somebody who doesn't even know you, have a great conversation, and both of you feel elevated at the end of that day, at the end of that conversation. And I can honestly say I've done that before, just talk to somebody I don't know. And in the work I do, I talk to people all the time who I don't know, who I begin to get to know. And it expands the love and the relationships in my life and their lives and the impact we make. I love you all. I appreciate you all. As we end the show today, I want to say that God is truly awesome. As we think about sexual and domestic violence, let's stop making rape a dirty word. Let's stop making violence a dirty word. Let's recognize that the act is damaging and the act is dirty. But let's recognize that those people who experience it should not be made to feel guilty, should not be made to feel ashamed, should not be told, oh, you don't want to say that because people going to judge you. Because what you're really saying to them is you're judging them. We can only speak for ourselves for the most part unless we've conducted research and we got some type of empirical data to go behind it. And there are some societal norms, but the one thing we can do is support each other in our journeys and let people know it's okay to be you. It's okay to have your experiences. The way that you express your experiences is what we have to practice. Because we don't want to bombard somebody or overwhelm somebody at the same time. We want to ask permission, especially if we know we're going to share something that could be a little heavy, okay? Keep that in mind. You still have to ask permission. Be respectful. Same way that you want other people to be respectful of you. I love you all. We're going to go out on the butterfly song because you can transform multiple times in your lives, you all. You always transform. Love you all. Appreciate you all. Blessings. Thank you, Ticey, for giving us the introduction to the show and for the melodies therein, the reading. Thank you again to RFH United, to Santos Music, to Life Skill Institute, lifeskillinstitute.net, you all. There's some resources there as well. Love, adore, appreciate you all. I am Dr. Akila Faye, but you can call me Dr. Faye. Every single Monday, I'm grown folks talking. Grown folks talking. I love y'all. Peace, blessings. Until next Monday.
Transformation.
Live with Dr. Akilah Faye every Monday here on Speaker, YouTube, Facebook, available for download, shares. Make sure you subscribe to keep up with the updates. Peace, love, and blessings.
Charlie loves cherry, so he fills his froster with wild cherry, cherry cola, and tops it off with cherry limeade. It's the cherry on Charlie's day. Mix the Polar Pop or froster that works for you. Just 79 cents each at Circle K. Limited time only at participating locations.
5-Hour Tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in three amazing flavors. With zero sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-Hour Tea, caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side from the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com. Try 5-Hour Tea today. Look for all three flavors by the cash register at your local Holiday Station store. 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 Holiday Station Store.
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verkay Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face.